20 years ago this month, the deaths of Nicole Brown Simpson and Ronna Lyle Goldman shocked the nation and spawned the first reality television show, The O.J. Simpson Trial. The state of California versus Simpson became a televised circus, with millions of viewers tuning in to watch prosecutor Marsha Clark vie with Johnny Cochran in front of Judge Lance Ito. After a trial lasting 252 days, Simpson was found not guilty of stabbing his former wife and her friend in front of Brown Simpson's Brentwood home. Simpson's acquittal shocked many who were convinced of his guilt, including Goldman's father, Fred Goldman, who, with the Brown family, brought a civil suit against Simpson for the same murders. Though many aspects of the O.J. Simpson trial are fascinating and made for Hollywood, what happened after the verdict was more like a boring law school exam. How could Mr. Goldman get a second bite at the same apple? Any person who has watched Law & Order can probably describe the concept of double jeopardy. The Fifth Amendment to the U.S. Constitution provides that no person shall be subject for the same offense to be twice put in jeopardy of life or limb. We tend to shorthand this to say that no defendant can be tried twice for the same crime, even if the jury gets it wrong or new evidence comes to light. However, this concept is actually fairly complicated under the law as to when jeopardy attaches during a trial and when jeopardy is terminated. Here, jeopardy attached when Simpson's jury was sworn in and terminated when he was acquitted. But jeopardy attached only to the crime with which he was charged, and possibly lesser included charges, if any. So, if Simpson had taken the stand and given his story of innocence that was later proven wrong by new evidence or his own contrary statements, he could be tried for perjury, if nothing else. But Simpson didn't testify in his criminal trial. Lastly, double jeopardy only applies to criminal investigations and not usually to civil proceedings surrounding the same incident. Thus, Mr. Goldman and the Brown family could bring a wrongful death suit against Simpson for battery, intentionally causing harm to the victims, which caused death. Not only could the civil suit be brought, but different rules would apply during the trial. The legal system is more protective of criminal defendants than civil defendants, because more is at stake, going to jail versus paying a civil judgment. Therefore, state prosecutors must overcome larger hurdles to prove guilt than a civil plaintiff must to prove liability. Civil rules of evidence are more lenient, as well as the burden of proof. As loyal crime drama watchers know, the burden of proof in a criminal trial is beyond a reasonable doubt. In other words, a prosecutor must convince each juror of the defendant's innocence without much doubt lingering. A juror doesn't have to be 99% convinced, but pretty close. In the civil trial against Simpson, the plaintiffs only had to prove that Simpson battered Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman by a preponderance of the evidence. In other words, a juror must merely be convinced that it was more likely than not that Simpson was the batterer. With this different standard and different evidence presented, Mr. Goldman and the Brown family won a civil judgment of $33.5 million against O.J. Simpson. Though much of this judgment has yet to be paid by the insolvent Simpson, the plaintiffs have judgment liens on his assets and any future income. But you may remember that O.J. Simpson is actually in jail. In an attempt to shield some of his sports memorabilia from the judgment liens of the Browns and Goldmans, Simpson was involved in a bizarre armed robbery of his own memorabilia from a collector in 2007 in Las Vegas. He was sentenced for up to 33 years in prison. This is Christine Hurt.